really get come to terms with down in the second half, even when they're 14 men?
It did take us a while, but I suppose that was, I hate to use the word inevitable, because this is almost as if you accept it, but we talked about it and we thought about it, and the last day when things go so well for you, you don't expect it, you don't want it, but you sort of know that it's like these lads is only 16, I keep going back to that point, but they came and they grounded out. That's the second day in a row we're away, exam season's on us, and as I say, just, you know, the big first occasion was brilliant, and it's just now it's nice to get that semi-final steady.
Different men on different days come up with it yeah. The performance, I mean, Cormac Quinn I thought was outstanding today.
Cormac Quinn had a big job in the fullback line on Sheelan Johnson. Oisín McHugh had a great job on Clark as well. You know, Big Connolly, until he went off injured, Lorcan McBride was managing the score really well. You know, and around the middle, he knew Big McLean the last day had a bit of attention, so we had to just sort of vary the kickouts and get a bit of pressure off him, and then eventually the game opened up, he got back on song again. But no, the key men stood up again, and again we were able to freshen things up by shuffling the bench, shuffling the 16 to 24, and the boys that come in maybe hadn't played a bit the last day, and I suppose, you know, it helps them for the next day out.
Work rate and discipline, two very important factors as well for your men.
Aye, massive. You know, we're always with the boys, you know, it's the same but it's different, you know, different referees, different style, tighter pitch, you know, so there's going to be a lot more contact today, so we had to be really tight with their tackling. The last day in Ballybuffet, if you skipped the tackle, you were gone. And we were able to open up the spaces. But today, you know, if you ship the tackle, there's another red and black jersey and another one. So that was tough. And then the same in defence too. You know, they're very fast, very pacey. And, you know, and we had to be on our toes. You know, we conceded a few frees and a few things to look at. But overall, I think it was snuffed out more than we gave away.
So semi-final now. You go on the direct route. You must be happy with that.
Very happy. Yeah. I say we're off now for this week. We'll have 5 weeks then to semi-final, end of June. It'll give all the boys clear space for school and books and exams, which is obviously important for all the lads. We don't have anybody out in the world of work at the minute. So, you know, it'll give them that chance to get their heads down, as I say, and get back to club football. You know, the fixtures committee have been very good at putting pause from us for a couple of weeks, and we appreciate them. The clubs have been very patient as well, and the coaches, so they'll obviously get back, and they'll still be playing with their clubs a couple of times a week, and we'll get a chance to stand back and look at the boys who maybe come in and could do a bit more for us.